This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Last night's election was definitely out of the ordinary. The primary was postponed from its original St. Patrick's Day date, and there was hardly any in-person voting. The glut of mail ballots meant delays here in Franklin County and in other population centers around the state. Here to talk about how the election went is the state's elections chief, Secretary of State Frank LaRose. Thanks for coming on the program, Secretary.
Thank you, Claire.
So unofficial results put turnout at about 1.7 million. That's hardly half of the 3.3 million that voted in the 2016 primary. Why the drop?
You know, it's important to consider that primaries are all very different. And the closest comparable primary in Ohio, really you have to look back to 2012. And even in that contest, it was a much more competitive top of the ticket race. And in that year, it was close to 2 million Ohioans who voted. And so the fact that with a non-competitive presidential primary going on, and in the midst of a global pandemic, and with all the other challenges that we had to deal with, the fact that yesterday we counted 1.76 million ballots, and that there are still over 199,000 outstanding, that many of which we'll see coming in over the next several days. The fact that we got close to 2 million ballots cast in this election is a remarkable thing, and it shows that Ohioans are very serious about having their voice heard, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, they're undoubtedly mitigating factors, but are you concerned that the extension and the ballot requesting process might have dampened turnout?
Oh, no doubt about it. We had to conduct an election in the midst of a global pandemic where every Ohioan had the chance to make their voice heard without jeopardizing their health. And in that sense, I think that we accomplished that mission. Was it perfect? Far from it. In an emergency scenario like this, you don't get perfect. It's just not possible. It wasn't what I proposed. I had a very different proposal that the Ohio Association of Elections Officials, the former Secretary of State, the current governor, and I were all nearly unanimous on it, as well as voting rights advocates and groups across the state. We wanted to see this done in a different way, but I serve in an executive capacity. And so when the legislature gives me a job to do, when it's duly enacted as it was, my job is to carry that out, and that's exactly what we did.
The League of Women Voters of Ohio backed a failed legal challenge to try to extend the election. The group's director, Jen Miller, told WOSU Today that the low turnout is proof there was confusion. Here's what she had to say.
Yes, I think some people decided not to vote because the primary candidates at the federal level, presidential level, were determined. But I think there's a lot of individuals who just simply were not served by this complicated system. And that's quite regrettable because our democracy works best when we can all participate.
How do you respond to that?
You know, largely I agree with what Jen said there at the end. Our democracy works best when we all have the opportunity to participate. That's why it's important that when changes are made to elections, that they be made well in advance and that they be well publicized and well understood. I think that the fact that we were able to conduct this in just 4 weeks was a testament to the hard work done by the boards of elections, but it wasn't ideal. I mean, we wanted to have nearly twice that amount of time to get this done in a way that all Ohioans could participate in. We wanted to mail an absentee ballot request with a postage paid envelope to every single Ohio registered voter. We were just not given the opportunity to do that.
The pandemic isn't ending anytime soon. What other lessons do you feel that Ohio might take from this primary into November?
My hope is that in November, we are back to those array of choices that Ohioans have embraced for a long time, but we have to be ready for a much higher volume of vote by mail. And that's something that I have a whole set of proposals in front of the legislature. One of those is that we just need to modernize this antiquated process of requesting your ballot. There's no reason in the year 2020 why we should require people to print off a form, a dead tree format piece of paper, put a wet ink signature on it, rummage through your junk drawer and find a stamp so you can mail this in just to start the process of getting your ballot sent to you. And we also should pay the cost of postage for these return envelopes. We can negotiate a lower rate as a business reply, bulk rate postage arrangement, and it's something that we should do to make it more convenient for Ohioans. And then going forward, we can have that higher volume of vote by mail and also the other choices that Ohioans traditionally have embraced.
Secretary of State Frank LaRose, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Claire.